I'm Roy Belt, and you know, if you're anything like me, you watch the news, you see the things going on in the world, and if you're not careful, it can get discouraging. Now, who could deny that we live in a crazy world where nothing seems secure? But you know what? In the midst of all that bad news today, you can be encouraged because there is hope, and that hope is found in Jesus Christ. You know, God's promised that we can live a life full of love, joy, peace, hope for the future, restored relationships, freedom from sin, everlasting life. You know, if that's what you're looking for, that and so much more has been given to us by our Heavenly Father, made possible through the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the answer to every question you have and the solution to every problem you face. And with every passing day, we're that much closer to the promise of His return. One day soon, Jesus will return, and when He does, we will be with Him forever. I want to ask you, can anything that's going on in your life today compare to that? Jesus said in John 14, 1 through 3, "Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." Then He says, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Never lose hope in that fact. Jesus is coming soon. And when He does, everything that we face in this life will become a distant memory and pale in comparison to the wonderful glory of the presence of God. That's why the Apostle Paul could say in Romans 8:18, "The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." He could say that because his hope was in Christ and he held on to the promise of His coming. We should live life with that promise in clear view and hold on to the hope that we have in knowing that when He comes back, we will be with Him forever. What an amazing promise. Everything we do, think, or say should be done with that in mind. Now, one preacher said it best when he said, "We should live our lives as though Jesus died yesterday, resurrected today, and is coming back tomorrow."